Sri Lanka's Tamil rebels said today that 1,000 civilians died in a government raid on their territory. The military has denied the accusation. Government forces said, in fact, they rescued thousands of civilians yesterday after they broke through a barrier built by the rebels to protect their territory. By the evening, the military said 52,000 had escaped. Aid groups estimate that over 100,000 civilians still remain behind rebel lines. The United Nations Children's Fund warned yesterday that growing hostilities between the rebels and government troops will lead to dreadful consequences for the children still trapped in the conflict zone. The communication chief for UNICEF in Sri Lanka, James Elder, spoke with Kelsey Brennan-Wessels about their concerns.
UNICEF has the gravest concerns, unfortunately, for these children who are trapped in a very small space. They're trapped in escalating fighting. It is fierce fighting in a very small space with nowhere to go. We're very glad to see people came out of the conflict zone and enter areas where UNICEF can help with safe water, food for malnourished children, essential health care. These are very, very important things, but we still have tens of thousands of children who are caught in this fighting between the LTTE and the government of Sri Lanka. Tens of thousands. It's an extraordinary number of children who have been really living through an unimaginable hell and are now caught in the final intense stages of war.
Now, as the government conducts its final push into rebel-held territory, the troops, of course, will be faced with child soldiers fighting for the LTTE.
Yes, there is, of course, no good time to be a child soldier, but this is a particularly hellish moment to be thrust a gun as a teenager and thrown into the final throes of a very, very bloody battle.